Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We are the morning shift, completely reunited. Mike is here, Bo's here, I'm Allie Mack, I'm here, and Dylan is back as well behind the glass. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. And it is Falcons training camp week.
Let's go.
The morning shift will be out there this Thursday to kick things off. Before we get into that and the questions we have about training camp, I want to get back into a situation we were talking about before you left, Mike. Bo's dealing with yellow jackets.
Oh, yeah.
And when you were out, Bo was sending Dylan and myself videos of him in tactical gear.
Yes.
Ready to attack Yellow Jackets.
Looking like a paintball match.
Bo, what's the status on the Yellow Jackets?
I mean, I haven't seen them. I haven't really gotten too close, but I haven't seen them. So I think the two-day bombing attack that I had over the All-Star Game weekend has worked. Again, I haven't really gotten close, and I probably need to go back there because I have some work to do back there before it gets out of control. Mm-hmm. But I think they're gone. Maybe in either that or they move to another exit. Of the underground
the lair.
Nest that they have.
The lair.
Has the itching stopped?
All but one.
Did Dylan ever bring you the stuff?
No, Dylan's sweet mother.
Come on, man.
Did. Dylan's sweet mother came to the broadcast. To give me that because her son makes broken promises. Yeah,
okay, well, it wasn't. Hold on. Let's not get too ahead of our skis here. She didn't just come to the broadcast to just give you afterbite. We went to the All Star Village afterwards and walked around. It was to see me too. It wasn't just to give Bo Squidbilly Morgan
that's
afterbite.
That's not what she said. That's not what she said. Okay. She said she got in her car to run errands. And she heard the show, and she heard that you could not deliver as you were promised, and that she wanted to make good of it. That's what I heard.
Man.
Okay. All right. You know what? I'm going to let you have this, Bo. I'm going to let you have this. Not how it went at all, but I'm going to let you have it.
Dylan had everyone showing up at our broadcast at Murph's that day. Simone was there. His mom came by.
There you go.
It was a family event.
Good peeps.
So Falcons training camp kicks off this Thursday. A lot of questions going into it, but basically lay it out for me. Like, what is Thursday going to be like since you both have been there before?
Man, I don't know how Bo feels when we head out there. I still get anxiety. Like, and I think I've told you guys this before. I still sometimes in my sleep, I swear to God, this is true. Still in my sleep, I will do a one-on-one pass rush rep with somebody, and I will wake up gritting my teeth and tense in the chest when I think about it. And it's just that kind of thing that goes on in your life. It's something you never forget. But obviously a lot of energy, and I expect there to be a lot of energy from everybody involved. And you want to see this team start to, you know, have that factor of cohesion. I've got a number of different things as far as the depth, you know, things to look for, the deeper issues, the deeper layers. But just, you know, initial reaction when you walk out there, I just want to see the energy. I want to see people popping around excited to be there because I know how stressful and anxious those situations can be.
I won't disagree with anxiety. I just get different anxiety because I mean, it's July 21st. Training camp, the first day will be July 24th. The first preseason game is August 8th.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have a whole different mindset because I have to – the next 3 weeks of my life will be kind of going back and forth between training camp, now home, and a kid, and preparing the radio network to be ready to go. Because it might be the preseason for us, but we still have to hit everything and do everything. And, you know, every year on the network, things change, whether it's sponsors or whatever. So I get a different type of anxiety. And I'm also trying to learn a roster, figure out these battles, do the daily work along with other things. So it's training camp for us, too. I mean, we're learning things about the new raw. Like, there's just so much that goes into training camp. It's just such a busy time. And then literally you get – once you get to the games, the preseason games, you're like, oh, can it be over already?
You're just ready for something to matter. That's another thing, too, and I'll be curious to see as we go throughout the preseason, you know, what reps are taken in the preseason by – quarterbacks, by both the, you know, first string and second string quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. And it's a different dynamic than we're used to seeing. But look, I think the, you know, when you get deeper into the weeds, and not to go too deep down this rabbit hole, but I will be curious to see throughout the first few days of training camp, you know, you start install all over again when you get to training camp. It's like you've installed in mini camp, you've installed for OTAs. Now you're going to get to training camp. You're going to get a brand new shiny, I don't know, tablet, Surface, whatever it is. And that playbook is going to be ready to rock. And you're going to start day one install. And you're going to go through a lot faster than you have in the past. My curiosity with this team will be how quickly do they get into the kind of second tier, I call it, of the playbook. You know, how quickly do the motions come along? We saw Kirk Cousins in the quarterback documentary or docuseries on Netflix where he's like, man, it's just a lot. You know, I'm trying to get hard counts with motions and time up snaps and different things out of the pistol and the shotgun. How quickly can they get to that? Because a lot of times when you look at second year offensive coordinators, you know, second year quarterbacks, either way, you're talking about Penix or Kirk Cousins, that you're talking about really hitting that stride and being able to hit the ground running, and you have returners all over offense, basically the entire offense returning. How quickly can you get to that? And I'd be curious to see, okay, day one install last year, very, very basic. You're going to run wide zone. You're going to do a couple of different basic pass protections up front. You're going to throw basic routes. How quickly are we getting into the weeds of what the Falcons be doing this season? That's one of the things over the course of the first 4 or 5 days that I'll be looking for.
Yeah, I want to see roles of we talked about this earlier, and I try to enjoy training camp without overreacting and taking too much. If a guy does this or that, makes a catch, I just want to see where certain guys are being used. I go back to what we said earlier last year, you know, and I'm really talking about more about defense. Like, you know, how's Troy Anderson even moving? Like, how does he look physically? And I'm not talking about did he put on 10 pounds of muscle, but is he running smoothly? Is he doing that? But I want to see, like, where is certain guys being used? How are they using Walker? Like, where is he lining up? Is he dropping more? Because you go back to last year, and again, we talked about it earlier, but, you know, Rondale Moore, who all the fans and a lot of media were like, hey, he'll be the third receiver. He wasn't even with the first. I don't even think he ran with the second team that much. Ray McCloud was that guy, and it was pretty instant. Like, the beginning of camp, that's what they thought. That's what they had learned from mini camp and OTAs. And so when he went down, there was a lot of people like, man, this is a big blow. But if you had paid attention, you knew it wasn't. And so, you know, you look at that, and so now I'm in that mindset of, where is this guy? Where is that guy? How are they being used? Because that's a good giveaway of how they view that player and what their role might become real football.
Well, and let me ask you then, which matchups should we be paying attention to? Like, which matchups of one-on-one are you going to be watching?
Oh, man. That's my favorite part when you get to – and it's different, too, when you don't have the pads on, because there will be guys that really, really shine without pads on, and then all of a sudden you start getting hit and it looks a little bit different. But I'll be curious, because once you do get the pads on, you'll get you full-on one-on-ones in offensive line, defensive line. Okay, cool. I want to see, hey, let's watch James Pierce go up against Jake Matthews. Like, what does that look like? You know, let's watch, see which guys – Jack Nelson's a rookie, you know, offensive tackle. Let's see what he looks like against Jalen Walker. let's watch Kyle Pitts match up against some of these safeties. Let's watch him match up against Jordan Fuller, Xavier Watts, DeMarco Helms that we've talked about. And, you know, let's see what those matchups look like, because I think a lot of times I think we as fans, and I do this now too as a member of the media, we get a certain player in our head and we go, well, this player is that. Well, a lot has changed since the last time we've seen some of these guys, and I want to see them match back up and go head-to-head. And we saw a number of these matchups last year, sprinkle in a little bit of the rookies and things like that, and what do those matchups look like? Who can start to shine without the pads and then with the pads coming in the coming 4 or 5 days?
I've always enjoyed watching the offensive line go against the defensive line in training camp. It's not always – it's kind of more about how hard they go in those drills and the, you know, the ego. There's an ego. There's real pride in when you go run those drills. And it's always been fun for me. I don't know why, but to me that's more fun than watching one-on-one between receivers and DBs. I think because it's a little more physical.
Well, it's just, you know, it's a better looking group. If you will, better looking group.
Well, it depends on what you find attractive.
Yeah. Well, I find the big bellies attractive, man. Just is what it is.
Yeah, if you like big hairy bellies, I mean, go ahead. But, I mean, that might be your thing.
Yeah, it is. You know, right, look, I got one, and so it is what it is. No, one of the things I didn't even mention too, Allie, and you know, to your question, I think that watching Rook go against both starting offensive guards is going to be intriguing, and Brandon Dorlus as well to a lesser extent. But Rook is kind of the guy that you have to have. Mm-hmm. Like, he's got to be a guy for you this year. So watching him start off these one-on-ones. Pads or no pads against Chris Lindstrom and Matthew Bergeron and even Ryan Neuzel to an extent. Man, I cannot wait to see what that looks like. See what the get off that we talked about with James Pierce looks like. But Rook and Dorlus and even Braylon Trice, because we haven't seen much of him. Some of those guys from last year's draft class going up against this offensive line of, you know, 4 out of 5 starters returning, really 4.5 starters returning up front. How can those guys do? Because as we've talked about, this defensive front, these defensive tackles, these interior defensive linemen are guys that you have got to have step up to the plate along with the newcomer like Morgan Fox. So we'll see what happens, but it's going to be some good matchups to start, and that'll be the first thing I'm looking at when we get out there.
Well, I definitely can't wait to see like how you guys watch football versus how I watch football as a fan, but you guys really dissect everything, so I can't wait to see how you break it down when we're out there.
Yeah, it's going to be intriguing, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of elbow hitting to the ribs for me and Bo. Hey, 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 hey. Oh, hey, look at that. Wow, can't wait.
Looks pretty mild so far Wednesday. 86, the high.
Okay.
I'll take that. Mm. I'll take that on Thursday, 86.
That works for me too.
Partly cloudy. Well, I like that.
I like it too. I cannot wait for Thursday. That is when training camp kicks off for the Falcons. We will be live out there at Flowery Branch. And coming up, we're going to go in the huddle. Tyler Shuck is getting a decent amount of fully guaranteed money. We'll get into the details next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. All of us are back together again.
Hey-o.
Mike is back. Welcome back. Bo
Happy
is here.
Here.
I'm here. I'm Allie Mack. And Dylan is back as well.
What up, though?
A wedding.
Love was in the air.
It was. It was beautiful.
hey, speaking of a couple changes for the show, we are going to debut a new segment coming up at the top of the hour, 8 o'clock. It's going to be called The Morning Mailbag. It'll replace what we know as the wake-up call. Hopefully you guys will want to be a part of this. As we head into training camp, we are going to take questions. Now, I'm assuming that most of them will be Atlanta Falcons questions, maybe some Atlanta Braves questions. But do you have questions about life? You can send those to us as well with the morning mailbag. That'll be coming up at 8 o'clock. Send your questions in on the socials, or as always, you can dial in at 404-726-0929 to be a part of the morning mailbag. Look forward to chatting with everybody about questions they have for a training camp coming up.
Well, and you might have questions about Mike's draft night after hearing the news story from his buddy Greg McElroy. You might have questions for Bo about getting rid of yellow jackets.
Yeah, maybe so.
Just started jumping for joy.
It will live forever now.
My dad's listening to the show, and he texted me today. He's like, good times, man, good times. Aww. I was like, go back to bed, old man.
That had to be such a great night for your parents. I mean, your mom was in the piece as well.
She was.
She's so cute.
You know what I mean. She was ready to rock. The double J, as we call her.
So
I think you need to post that on Twitter.
The video that I found of it?
Yeah, I do. Maybe not.
I think you need to post on the Morning Shift's Twitter account, and then we can retweet it from 929 The Games.
I was
just started jumping for joy.
You can just hear how thick my neck is back then. You know, just calm down.
A little bit of a difference of appearance.
Yeah,
say that.
The one guard on the head. Yeah, it was close. It was
all right,
tight.
Let's go in the huddle. Well, the Chiefs have locked up defensive end George Karlaftis with a 4-year, $93 million deal.
Yeah, look, good player. And Bo's more of the capologist of the show. I'm curious, but I don't think this kicks in technically for a couple of seasons. So you're essentially, I think if you're the Chiefs, you're gambling on not only what he is going to be over the next, 6 years, but you're also gambling on what the cap situation is going to be and what you expect the market to be for a player of George Karlaftis' value.
It's an extension. So it makes this a 6-year deal, but I mean, this year he's only going to count 5 against the cap. Next year will be very low at 15. And then you have in 28, 29, and it goes to 23 million, 25 million, and back down to 22 million and 30. So this is, if he kind of continues his trajectory, it's going to be a pretty good deal for them. This is smart. They're a team that, they're kind of thin. On the defensive line, it's Chris Jones and Karlaftis and Yeah, you know, not a lot. I mean, the Chiefs have, if you look at a team that's made the Super Bowl, what, five out of the last 6 years?
Crazy, man. Crazy.
And three straight years, they are kind of thin in the trenches or have a lot of questions in the trenches, which is an area where we well know in Atlanta, if you want to get anything done as far as winning in the playoffs and winning in this league, you have to have you can't have question marks. You have to have answers.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting too to see who kind of falls in line with the Chiefs, the way they do business, and obviously Trent McDuffie, who was in that draft class with Carl Loftus, he'll be next in line to get an extension. You already gave a massive extension to Trey Smith, so I'm sure you know McDuffie's an All-Pro. He's going to be one of those guys that gets a bunch of zeros, which makes a lot less money for the people that Bo's talking about to be able to continue that success. But that's what happens. When you draft good players and you develop good players, you have to pay good players. So here we are.
Here we are. Well, got an unfortunate story next. Lions' Levi Onwuzurike. He's going to miss the 2025 season after having an ACL surgery.
Yeah, it sucks. This is already a team that they got, was it Hutchinson coming back from one as well? So the Lions are kind of an interesting they're an interesting team to follow because they lost both of their coordinators, extremely important to their success under the Dan Campbell era. Their defense got completely banged up last year during the season, which probably cost them a Super Bowl run. I think you can make that argument, or at least playing having home field advantage against the Eagles in the NFC, in what could have been the NFC Championship game. So, not a good start. You don't want to start the season of a defense that was banged up last year at the end of season. You don't want to start off with injuries like this. And he had a career high 13, I think, quarterback hits last year. So he obviously was an important player for their trenches.
Yeah, and look, not only that, the Frank Ragnow, it's another piece they'll be missing going into the season. Frank Ragnow, who is the heart and soul, really, of that offensive unit, the center, the all-pro center retiring from the Detroit Lions. I don't know what this team is. Bo, I think, makes a great point. They're missing a lot of pieces from what they were last year. We're getting ready to see, really, I think, how good of a head coach Dan Campbell is. I think we all assume he's great, but, you know, sometimes when you lose some of these core pieces, and I'm not saying that Onwuzurike is, you know, that kind of core type of piece, but he is a starter for them and a good player. So, amongst all the other things they are dealing with this going into this season, we'll see how good exactly Dan Campbell can get this team to be.
Well, Tyler Shuck has gotten a fully guaranteed four-year deal worth $10.79 million. Can they not just round that up to eight for him?
throw an extra little bit of change.
Yeah, it's just $5,000.
Yeah, no big deal. This whole second-round thing where guys getting our – fully guaranteed money, I'm all about it. As a former player, I think that, you know, the more guaranteed money you can get, the more it becomes the norm, the more you can keep passing it on to next year's draft class. I don't know. We've talked about this till we're blue in the face. I don't know what Tyler Shuck is. I don't know what the Saints quarterbacks are. I don't know what the Saints are. But we're going to, we're going to find out. And it sounds like he's going to be around at least for 4 years because that money is guaranteed.
Yeah, good luck to them. Not really. I mean, this whole fully guaranteed thing in the second round, if I'm a guy that's played in the league, I'm pissed. These guys have done nothing, and they're just show up, and they're second-round draft picks, and they're getting fully guaranteed contracts. I don't care what the amount of money is. I would be like, yeah, no. So it's quite an investment for a second-round quarterback, and we know that quarterbacks don't work out when they're drafted first overall. So for a guy 40th overall, it's very curious. But I love the team that did it. I hope it fails for them. I mean, I don't want him to fail, but I don't want it to work out for New Orleans.
I don't know why I don't feel like that. I'm like happy for him. I'm like I got to play out my whole rookie contract.
Unhappy for him. I want it to not work for the organization. So
well, I know
fail.
You said most former players. If you're a former player, you're not.
No,
happy
I'm saying
it.
I think guys playing right now are like, yeah. Why are second round draft picks getting fully guaranteed contracts? It's gonna come back to the same. It's almost like they're going back to where they were before, where they were guaranteeing these huge deals for guys before the rookie cap came in.
I would be curious to see the amount of guys drafted in the second round who don't make it through rookie contract. I bet I'd be curious. I have no idea what that number is. I think it's 50-50. I think it's don't know, two-thirds make it through the contract? I have no idea, but I'd be curious to see. I would have to think that the GMs have done their due diligence on that as well when they're guaranteeing this money, so we'll see.
We're going to have to do some Googling on that. Well, the Bengals have signed Desmond Ridder while Shamar Stewart remains unsigned and isn't reporting for camp.
D. Ritty, the Cincinnati kid, returns to the promised land. That a boy. I thought we were done talking about Desmond Ridder, to be honest with you, but nonetheless, he's back in the fold, and was it Woodside that got let go? Is that who we're dealing with?
Yes, also former Falcon quarterback Logan Woodside.
Crazy.
Falcon.
It's almost like Arthur Smith is there.
Yeah.
But like, he's not. He's in the other AFC North team. So, ironically enough, it's weird. I mean, I'm good for Desmond. I hope it works out for him. I really do. I'd love to see Desmond Ridder latch on with a team and you know, have some type of career.
I agree. Seems like a good dude. Just didn't work out here.
How about Shamar Stewart? What's going to happen here?
Dude, I don't know. Like, yeah. I do not know the end game of this one. Somebody is going to flinch at some point, and I'm thinking it's going to be the team because, remember, they're still dealing with everything else with the players they have played and have not paid. I'll be curious. They just do business a little bit differently, and you kind of need a defensive front this year.
Well, they do it differently, but I feel like this has been mishandled by Stewart and his camp. Going back to, like, these threats that I'm going to go back to college and all this stuff. I mean, just I don't like how he handled it with his words. I understand his beef, and I don't have an issue with his beef because the Bengals are a clown show at times with how they handle players with money. I mean, look at Trey Hendrickson. That's a perfect example. They let every contract go too far, and then they had to overpay with Jamar Chase and Higgins. I mean, so I don't disagree with his beef. I just don't love the entirety of the way he's handled it.
Well, coming up next, the Braves. They were up, then they're down. We're going to take you through all of it, and we've got a mic'd up.
Yeah, I have a new hobby. Well, not yet, but I learned one. I'm going to give myself 1 year to perfect it before I go back on my next vacation. I'll tell you what it is. That's coming up on the other side of the break.
That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We are the Morning Shift. Mike's here. Bo is here. I'm Allie Mack. I'm here, and so is Dylan. This hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service.
Yeah, just a reminder for you guys, coming up at 8 o'clock, we're shifting gears in terms of the wake-up call. Because training camp does start this week, we're starting something we call the morning mailbag. We want to get your questions in. We'll read them on air. We'll answer the questions to the best of our ability. You can find us on the socials at 929 Morning Shift, or you can call in, like always, 404-726-0929. That's the morning mailbag coming up at 8 o'clock. Want to hear your, I don't know, Falcons questions? Maybe Braves questions? Maybe questions about something that's not even related to sports? And we'll do our best to answer it. We'll see what happens. But that's coming up at 8 o'clock. This will be the first day of the morning mailbags. So get your questions in now.
I'm curious to see if we get any questions that will make us regret opening up. Any questions?
I hope not. You're like, ask us anything on social. I was like, wait a second. I've been around long enough. No, not to say anything in this business, okay? Don't ask us anything. Matter of fact, Dylan, when we do get calls for the morning mailbag, make sure that you screen those calls and screen those questions. I don't want anybody, you know.
I'll make sure nobody's wilding on the screen.
You know what I mean?
On the
like,
calls.
Just calm down.
You know,
like,
what's right and what's not.
Yeah.
Don't be weird.
Don't make Dylan hit the dump button and cut you off and hang up the phone.
I like Dylan's way of putting it. Don't be weird. Don't be weird. That's all we need.
Just, you know what I mean? That's actually a good, you know, look, for life in general. Just don't be weird, man. Just hold it together.
Just be cool.
Yeah, just be cool.
Yeah, like Bo says at the end of every show, stay cool, Atlanta.
We will have to do a rehash on why Bo says stay cool, Atlanta, at some point this week, because it's coming up on the anniversary.
That's right.
What
caused
that to be a thing. I don't think most people probably remember.
Will it be
maybe a couple.
1 year or 2 year anniversary?
Two.
2 year, that's
yeah,
right.
It'll have to be two.
That's right.
Because one of the attendees of that situation was not at training camp last year, so I know for a fact it was 2 years ago.
Facts.
Yeah, we'll see, though.
Good times.
Well, before we get into Braves, Mike, it is your first day back after a week-long vacation. I am curious how that alarm clock was this morning.
Oh, dude. Well, and you know, I love mornings.
Yeah.
I always have. I always do. I love waking up. I couldn't even stay in bed once the alarm went off. I, like, got up. I got here pretty early. I think I walked in like 4:40, 4:45, something like that. Like, I was ready to go.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get back in the swing of things, but it wasn't bad. Wasn't bad at all. I slept in a very bright room in the beach house I was at. And so it was, as soon as that light comes in, you're like, dude, where's the curtains? Where's the curtain? Nobody has curtains. Okay. But yeah, it was good. I'm happy to be back. And the alarm was not a problem this morning. I'm happy to report.
Well, good. Glad to hear it. Well, Braves lost the series to the Yankees over the weekend. It was really disappointing because I felt like they pulled you back in again. They beat the Yankees 7-3 on Friday. Ronald had an insane throw from right field that nobody could believe. Saturday, Braves had the lead. Yankees chipped away, ultimately won 12-9. That was super disappointing. And then yesterday, it was a Sunday game. Yankees beat the Braves 4-2.
There's nothing that's changed. This team has been consistent this year at doing what they did this weekend. That's been what this team has been all year. It's probably more frustrating to talk about because everyone has a harebrained idea about how they can, what they need to do, and most of them are probably wrong or not what they're going to do. I think the most interesting thing that's come out of me for the last week of this team is that they have finally said, you know what? Like, I don't know if this was a joint thing, because I know that Snitker and Anthopoulos try to work together on some of these decisions, but they've basically said, yeah, we're done with the whole we're not going to play both catchers. We're just going to have them both in the lineup at the same time, and that it they either one's going to catch and one's going to hit, and vice versa. They've gone away from the Ozuna has to be the DH, because Ozuna's not been good. He's also injured, And I'm not for the I will never believe when people it's gotten better. No, it hasn't. He has no power. I mean, every once in a while he runs into one, but for the most part, he has zero power. He can't send the ball anymore. So now he's a bench player. Now you have a $16 million DH on the bench. And that's also why I don't think you're going to get much for him. You're going to get something, but not is it really? If it's a guy that's going to phase his way out of your minor league system, is it really anything?
Yeah.
It's not. It's really not.
I theorized, 3 or 4 weeks ago when we were on the show talking about, man, is there an opportunity to at least rest Marcel every other day and, play both catchers in these situations, or maybe even give Ronnie a day off of his legs every third day. The problem is that you still are trying to find trade value for Marcel Ozuna to Bo's point, like he was just talking about, you're still kind of dangling him out there and wondering what is trade value for him. So you don't want to just bench him completely. And I know he gets a start yesterday, go 1-for-4, 0-for-4, whatever it was. It's just so uninspiring to watch him swing the bat. I'm with Bo. I don't think he's healthy at all.
Explain this move to me, because I wasn't quite understanding. Saturday's game, the very last out, Ozuna is sent in to strike out. Why?
You asked that question like it was the plan.
Well, what I like is I had someone hit me immediately. Yeah, they got to trade him and get I don't care for what. You get a young 19-year-old, and I was like, what contender is going to trade a 19-year-old prospect for that? I mean, and I love Marcel. Absolutely love him, but I'm going to trade a guy that has a future for 2 months of that, because it wasn't a very good at bat. He's a bat off the bench. He's better than anything else you have. I can't even remember who was up in the order. Who was up in the order then? If it was like Nick Allen or somebody, then yeah, I understand. I'd love to watch Marcel go up there and strike out, knowing he could run into one, than with all due respect, Nick Allen. And I think it was 12-9 at that point. Mm-hmm. So with a runner on. So even then, it wasn't going to tie the game. I mean, you know what's funny is, and I'm not calling you out, but you asked that question like there was something else better they could have done, and there's not.
Well,
that's the state of the team.
But that's kind of my point, is there's nothing else they could have. Like, we were 12-9, right? We saw where this was going. There were two outs. Like, what's the point in getting him to get up and go?
That's why the whole, I can't believe they put Iglesias out there in a high leverage situation. Well, he's been pretty good lately. I think his last 15 outings before that one. And who else are you going to put out there? Come on, guys. We're not rolling deep in quality starting. We're not rolling deep in pitching in any way. It's Strider and Holmes and Elder. And then Dylan Lee's been, just bad his last couple outings.
Man, what happened there,
Paris Johnson's not been much better. Like, what do you think we have?
I'm
ready for Hurston. I'd rather just bring Hurston Waldrop and let's see what he's got.
But my thing with Hurston Waldrop being a part of this conversation is, it's like we've talked about this about Trevor Bauer. They haven't made the move. There has to be a reason why. And we talked about that in terms of all 30 Major League Baseball teams. But when it comes to Hurston Waldrop, I look at Hurston Waldrop in the same light. Like, they haven't made the move to Hurston Waldrop. Is there a reason why? Are they worried that he's going to get exposed in some way? Are they worried that he, it could do some damage to, his repertoire or something like that, that he's just not ready for? Because it when you look at the names, and, we're going to talk about this patchwork starting rotation, seems like for the entire second half. It's like, dude, the name that we do know that could be a part of this conversation is not. There's got to be a deeper reason, because I think we would trust Alex Anthopoulos to know when to bring certain guys up. He's done it time and time again for the last 3 or 4 years, and yet he's not part of that conversation.
Was it Colby Allard? Where's he at? I think he's still down there. Bring him up. I thought Joey Wentz was a good Saturday. 4 innings, did fine. But, it's the cupboard is bare.
Yeah, Davis Daniel will be going tomorrow night, which
he was good against. He was good against St. Louis. His outing against St. Louis was fine. The rain comes and kind of screws everything up.
Right.
But he gave up, I think, one run in like 4 innings, so he was fine. But the other problem is that you're thin in the bullpen, and when you have to start Wentz's and Davis Daniels, they're only going to give you four innings, the best. And now you're taxing a thin bullpen.
Yeah.
So don't complain when they bring certain guys in.
It's like we've talked about till we're blue in the face. I don't see what upside there is to any of it. It just kind of is what it is. Like, you're just kind of rolling along, hoping to get to the next day, hoping you don't run into a case of the Sundays, as they have so many times.
I know, and it was just such a disappointment because we were coming off the All-Star break, and we had built so much goodwill.
Vibes were high.
I mean, the highest they have been all season, right? Everything was done well.
What did you guys think of the swing-off? I didn't get a chance to talk to you about that last week. What did you guys think of it? I loved the swing-off.
Loved it.
I thought it was cool.
My statement last week was like, I never thought I'd be pulling for Kyle Schwarber, but I was. And it's the only time in history a batter hits a home run and the catcher stands up and cheers.
Yeah.
That's the only time it's ever happened.
I will say this, too. I did not like the fact that he won MVP. That was my only gripe with it. I'm like, this guy, okay, calm down a little bit.
Why? He won the game.
He won it on a swing off. Like, I would have rather had,
that was in the rules.
Brent Rooker hit a 3-run tater in the middle of the game to help the comeback.
That's like getting mad at us if a kicker wins an MVP award in a Super Bowl and hits the game winning kick. You're like, well, he's a kicker.
Yeah, I'd be upset about that.
He won the game.
I'd be upset.
He won the game?
No, he didn't. He didn't drive him down the field as the quarterback.
He was called on to come in and do his job in the biggest moment of said game, and he did. That sounds like MVP level to me.
Not to me. Yeah, before I get into the story from my beach trip, I just want to remind you, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. So it's been widely talked about. I took a weeks-long vacation just a minute ago, and Allie scared me because she's already laughing at me.
No, I'm sorry. I just saw the questions coming up for the morning mailbag. Oh, I'm sorry.
Mailbag, yes, coming up at 8 o'clock. Drop us some questions on the socials or call in, as always. And we're switching from the wake-up call to the morning mailbag today to be able to answer your questions. So it should be a lot of fun. Some questions I have. So I had my own mailbag going on last week. I show up to this beach house we're staying at. We're down in Fort Morgan, Alabama. If anybody's ever been down there, kind of some offshore oil rigs in the distance, so it's not quite as popular. It's not quite as, you know, serene and scenic as some of the other places along the Gulf Coast, but good place to hang out. Very, very quiet. I show up. We set up the beach chairs day one. Hear a zzzz. I'm like, man, what is that? What, do y'all hear that? What? The people next door to me, and you guys have probably seen this. It's been on socials. It's been on Instagram. The people at the chairs next to us, right, really the next beach house over, the walk down their pier, are using a drone to fish from the beach, to drop the fish in like 200 yards offshore. Drop the bait in 200 yards offshore. I was so intrigued, dude. I was like, look at this freaking... And the drone was massive.
Yeah.
I mean, like, probably 4 feet by 4 feet to take this bait out in the middle of the water. They dropped it about 200 yards offshore. Now, when I got there, I was like, immediately walk over. I'm like, dude, what have you caught? I got to hear all the explanations. I'm not an angler per se. I am a wannabe fisherman, I would call it. I don't fish. I wish I could. That's never the route I was able to take in life. But to watch this drone drop bait off the shore 200 yards out in the water, I was like, next year at this time, when I get back to this very same place, I will at least, I don't know if the drone will be included. It looks a little expensive, but I will have a fishing pole tucked into some PVC pipe. And I will be throwing that thing out into the water, seeing if I can get any bites. Can't wait.
How fast were you on Amazon, though, like drone for fishing?
So quick. Well, first of all, I'm like, how to shore fish on the Gulf Coast.
Isn't this how that guy saved the people's lives or that woman's life or whatever, life?
I had forgot about that.
It was drone fishing. So, I mean, and he looked like he would be running a drone to fish. Because he just did not fit what you think an angler, as you call it, normally looks like. But I don't know what these people look like. Maybe they look like good old boys, you know, like the regular angler. But yeah, so you can save someone's life and catch dinner.
Yeah, maybe catch dinner. They only caught like one fish when we crossed paths because they weren't there the whole time we were there. It was a some sort of tuna, I think like a blackfin tuna.
Okay.
But they told me before they got there they had caught a couple of huge sharks and some other things that they had actually cooked up. So I don't know, man. Maybe the seas were a little bit churned up. There was a storm out there, but dude, I'm just telling you, when I get back to that same point next year, It's going down.
How are you going to start to perfect this new hobby?
YouTube.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, that's look, YouTube is where it's at. Yeah. Like, you know, if you need to figure out how to do something, you start with YouTube and you go from there. Because there's always a guy on YouTube going, if it was me and I was starting right now, this is the rod I would get. This is the reel I would get. All right, man. Wherever you're out on YouTube, I'm coming for you later today.
That is so interesting.
Can't wait, man.
I want to see some of these doing YouTube
it.
Videos.
I'm doing it.
All right. Well, coming up, we do have the debut of the morning mailbag. Ask us your questions via Twitter or call in right now, 404-726-0929. It's all on the table. Maybe about Mike's bet that he lost back in the day, Bo's golf game, iRacing, Falcons. I mean, training camp is starting this week, so you might have some questions about the Falcons today. 404-726-0929. Also on Twitter at 929 Morning Shift. The morning mailbag is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.